View of the central Bohemian uplands, volcanic landscape in the palm of your hand. At the turn of the Mesozoic and Tertiary, major movements occurred in the Earth's crust, which we know as Himalayan and, in this region, Alpine Carpathian orogeny. These not only formed the mountain ranges from which the orogeny gets its name, but also led to a number of accompanying phenomena in our country. The raising of the Bohemian Massif and the subsequent retreat of the sea, later followed by volcanic activity. This is evident in the rift, i.e. the place where two lithospheric plates meet, now known as the Eger-Graben Rift, named after the river Eger, or Ohrje. This rift is no longer tectonically active, and most of the imposing cones we see before us were not active volcanoes, but the aforementioned laccolites. Back at the beginning of the 19th century, there was no clear theory as to how rocks were formed. Geology as a science was descriptive and did not explore the actual processes. There were two schools of thought at the time, known as Neptunism and Plutonism, after the Roman god of the sea, Neptune, and Pluto, the Roman god of the underworld. The Neptunists believed that rocks were crystallized from sediments on the bottom of the sea, while the Plutonists claimed that volcanic activity was the cause, and that rocks originated in the depths of the Earth's core. One follower of Plutonism was Johann Wolfgang Goethe, who spent many months in northwestern Bohemia between 1805 and 1823 with a view of the central Bohemian uplands. Both aspects are combined in the landscape we are travelling through. 50 years later, no one had any doubt about the Cretaceous Sea or the volcanoes, which have become for us an accepted scientific fact.